Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay, as I've said a couple times, so for some reason, Kathleen's over. I'm doing the show from home today because I've just been so sick, and I don't want to get Dave and Ari and Dave Josephson and others sick. Is there anybody in the building, by the way?
We got people, yeah. It's actually a fairly normal-looking day. The bosses are here. The newsroom's had plenty of folks.
Oh.
The third floor is empty as usual.
Yeah, they're a shocker. So, Kathleen's here. She doesn't want a big hug from me right now for some reason.
Oh, I think you should go give her one anyway. She'll love it.
Come here. Come on. No, she's shouting no with a mask on. She's getting some stuff for Quiddy.
Even Quiddy wants no double part. N95'd.
He's in the car. He kind of gave me a quick wave and went back to the iPad, you know. So the funny thing about this, because the illness has not been fun. So we were having a debate because Hunter and Michaela, my son, Hunter, oldest boy, and my daughter-in-law. I have a daughter. I mean, how good is that? They were sick leading up to Christmas. And so we were having a debate, should they come over? And in the end, we decided, yes, they'll wear a mask. They'll stay a little isolated, but have them come over. I don't think I got this from them because by like 11 o'clock, Christmas Day, I started coughing. And I didn't feel that bad outside of the cough. And then by the time I was sleeping Christmas night, I thought, okay, here we go. And for the next few days, I could not stop coughing, could not stop with headache, fever, loaded up on all the meds. And it just stinks. And so many other people are sick. And it's worked out as this time of year. Other years, Dave, when is it? It's January or it's February or whatever. And I got the crud. And it was no fun. And as an insomniac, day after day, I just basically stayed in my bed and the bathroom, and occasionally Michelle would bring over some food or Kathleen would help me out, to the point where I finally started feeling a little better yesterday, and I'd slept so much. So I probably slept a solid 11 minutes last night because I was sweating so much. I'm sure people love that. And I had slept so much. Is this the worst time to get sick? When is the worst time to get sick? Let's go with some contenders. The holidays, if you celebrate Christmas or if it's Hanukkah for your Kwanzaa, the major December holidays, that's a strong, strong contender, right?
It has to be. Absolutely it is. We've all been sick, whether it's us or family members, and you're missing the gatherings yourself or missing those who couldn't come. Stinks.
It's We're a little jinxed on Christmas because I think it might have been 3 years ago, I ended up getting sick on Christmas again. Oh. And ended up getting COVID. And then last year, Quentin, out of nowhere, middle of the day, ended up getting really sick. And let's do a bunch of end of the year stuff tomorrow. In fact, we're going to do like when your one word to describe the year. My son, my hero, that was his last seizure, last Christmas Day.
That's amazing.
You know this. You know this extraordinarily well because you're such a great human. I love you and I tell you stuff about my life. And I talk about my life here because I think people are drawn to transparency. There were just years before where Quentin would have multiple seizures a week.
Yeah.
Where we were like, we wouldn't leave in a room alone. Like when he was falling so hard and we were debating, does he have to wear some type of medical helmet? And where can he go? And it is, without a doubt, honestly, along with, you know, the birth of my children and Hunter's, as amazing as Hunter's wedding was, the most remarkable thing of this year for me, without question, is my son so far. Please, everybody, knock on whatever you have. Not having a single seizure this entire year. I can't tell you how many decades of my life I would just literally give up right now and say, I don't have to live if Quentin never has a seizure again. After just watching that and all the things that he's went through. So thank you for the doctors, the prayers, the good fortune, maybe growing out of it, whatever it might be. So, yeah, so our family on Christmas, good luck to us. Who next year, who knows? Okay, here's another time when you don't want to get sick. You're on a trip. If you're on a trip, and in particular, you're on a plane. That happened to me a couple times with the Wolves. And I wanted to be sucked out of the plane to have my life ended quickly.
Yep. Been there.
Oh, my God. And again, it's la-di-da because it's, you know, the Wolves plane. And I'm the just the silly broadcaster. So it's like you get in the back. You get in that final row. Nobody is coming anywhere near you. And we're going to get your cab. It's not like I'm bouncing on the bus. Ticket! What's going on, man? No, it's... That's not good.
I got
How
that
about,
in Mexico. I got a...
Oh.
Shigella, which is like a E. coli kind of thing. And it hit me about a day and a half before we were going back home. So it was the, am I going to even be able to fly? and then about 2 weeks of just gut pain like I've never experienced after we got home. Oh.
Not good. How about somebody says, when are the worst times to get sick? Getting sick while on a destination vacation. Oof. That would be terrible. Getting sick on your honeymoon. God, is that just a sign?
Yep.
If you get sick on your honeymoon, do you just go to the other person and say, let's just end it right now?
Now, what do you do if you're the spouse? If you're the spouse of somebody who's sick on the honeymoon, you know? What if they don't say, you know what, I'm going to nurse you back to health. I'm going to stay with you. What if they just say, you know what, we paid all this money. I'm going to enjoy myself. Just hang out in the hotel. I'll see you later.
Yeah, because that's a very good point, okay? Let's say it's Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, and you've saved up, and it's you and Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay gets this bad influenza that I had. Did you just sit in the hotel room the whole time? How can I help you, honey?
Yeah.
What can I do?
If you're the one who's sick, you want them to get out and enjoy themselves, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you're in a hotel room. Now, the way you guys roll, it's probably a penthouse suite.
Okay? Normally is.
But for the rest of us, it's just a normal, you know, two-bedroom, normal hotel. When you're sick, you want help, okay? But you really don't want a person every 10 minutes. How you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah. And you don't want to feel like you're dragging that other person down. They could be experiencing this wonderful time, but, oh, no, they're sitting in me watching me puke for the ninth time today.
Okay, but how far can you go? Can you? Okay, Lindsay's sick, and all of a sudden you come up with two or three people. Hey, we just got to we gotta get a couple clothes. We're going out to, yeah.
Look,
there's a luau tonight. This is Lisa. This is Debbie, and I don't know, the boyfriend somewhere else. How,
yeah,
is it okay?
We're roasting a pig, and babe, I'm sorry, we already prepaid for the surfing lesson. I gotta go. I can't just.
I gotta go. I mean, hey, I'll check on you, but I got the plantation golf course today. You know, I mean, how far?
I can
you
see
go?
The light in the room. Just turn the light on if you need anything.
Got sick in an overnight fishing launch on Mille Lacs. No booze involved. Oh, my God. Josh chimes in. Getting sick on a day of a funeral. You hope and pray you're not next. Yeah. I mean, if it's a small funeral and it's someone very important to you, I mean, like, really important to you? How do you not go? How about if you're sick, you start getting sick while you're there, and, like, you're giving the speech? Not good.
No.
Not good. All right, let's pause here. I'm just going to say one other thing. Yeah, I think Donald Trump is wholly unqualified to be the president of the United States, because he has no moral character and is a bully and demonstrates it on a regular basis. I would like to offer up a charity, a bet with all the folks who are texting me. You've never voted for Republican. You name whatever amount of money. You come up with your charity and bring your checkbook, because I voted for Republicans numerous times in my life. Will I vote for MAGA? No. Do I want the far left? No. But some people are so myopic that if you criticize Trump, you're automatically a liberal. If I was in the tank for Tim Walz, first of all, he'd come on the show a lot. He hasn't come on the show in years because they don't like my comments about the fraud and they don't like the questions I ask him. Okay, so just because you're so in the tank for Trump, and by the way, you can be, more power to you. If that's who you believe in, you think he actually has moral character and you like his policy, I'm not faulting you at all. But you can actually criticize an individual in a party and still believe in some principles of slowing down the growth of government, that we're overtaxed, that the government is getting too big, because I believe in every one of those. So go ahead. You've never voted. You're playing a role. They're telling you what to do. You're wrong. And by the way, how many times have I blasted Walz on this story? We talk about it as much as any, and have said repeatedly, Walz shouldn't run, and because of this fraud, I'm not voting for. So let's just try a little facts. Back in a moment. So if you're Jamie is with us in 15.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, I want to get a little feedback, and we're going to continue this with Jamie in a little bit, because I know when Jamie lived in New York, she covered the ball drop. Yes or no, and elaborate, would you like to go tomorrow night to a mass gathering? Would you like to go? And also, I think it's Kyle Stokes. Is that his name from Axios? And Adam and Jordana were all fired up because Kyle thinks that Minnesota should have a big New Year's Eve celebration.
It is Kyle Stokes, yes.
To quote my former partner, alert the Lindbergh baby, including Carter, by the way. We've been talking about this with DeRussia for 15 years.
Well,
so
what do you have to show for?
Yes. What's that?
What do you have to show for it? You can't get it done. Someone else needs to take the mantle.
Well, that's fine, but when Carter's acting like it was a new idea, he was a part of the show for 12 years when we kept talking about it.
Well, half of Carter's, I mean, repertoire is taking ideas from you and creating them as new ideas for him.
And let's not bury the lead, because we did break this news. Saturday, Adam just exploded.
Yeah. It's tough.
I've moved on. Have you moved on?
I'm close. How many stages of grief are there? 10? I think I'm about 9.
Yeah, Jen was my inspiration. And she called me and told me the news with a little chuckle.
Yeah.
And then texted me later and said she's already dating Mike Lindell.
Lucky break for her.
Yeah. So the tough thing is, you know, I mean, it was his whole body. It just exploded everywhere. And they had to clean it up. But that's what he gets for not paying attention, for doing the show for 12, 13 years.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Luckily, I think it happened in the garage, right? So the cleanup was easier.
Yes.
Really do, you know, upholstery and stuff like that.
It was a little Pulp Fiction-like.
Back of the car.
But they weren't in the car, you know? Harvey Keitel was not necessary.
The Wolf.
The Wolf. God, that movie's still so good.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah, exactly. Would you like if we had a downtown Minneapolis celebration? And of course, DeRussia is the perfect host. I mean, Channel 4, they missed their window, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spend some money, 11:30 to noon. Jason on the roof of WCCO TV. It would have been perfect.
Probably till midnight instead of noon. 11:30 to noon would be weird.
I'm heavily medicated.
It would have been great. He would have done a phenomenal job.
Oh, my God. The tux, the fake interests,
mm-hmm.
The strange acts.
Local
this
celebrities.
This is how Mike Carter should remember. We were going to play a part. We were going to be like the wacky sidekicks.
Yes. Would have been great. You could have been like the Jenny McCarthy down in the mob of people. Weird interviews with random random folks just there.
Exactly. We would have had, God rest his soul, but Dick Enrico would have been there.
Yep.
Fancy Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Other, Denny Hecker would have returned for it.
Absolutely. He would have had some, you know.
Mike Lindell would have been there.
Local music performances. G.B. Layton. Let's catch him over the club.
G.B. Layton. Oh, God. Who am I thinking? Lamont Cranston.
Absolutely.
Of course would have been there. Because they've been playing for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on you, Channel 4. You missed your opportunity. But we had. So do you want a Twin Cities televised event? I'm 100% in. I would like one. And, I mean, Channel 9 is the most likely to do it, right?
That's fair. I think that's probably right, yeah.
They're the ones who spend the dough. You know, continuous programming and other stuff. I mean, Channel 4, they shut her down. Channel 4, man. Covering breaking news is kind of optional. Let's be honest. They've backpedaled. The days of Dave Moore and Shelby have slipped by Channel 4, to say the least. But so text me on that, 651-461-9226. And then let's get to this part. Because it was a couple weeks ago where the FBI reported that they had stopped individuals who were practicing, they were practicing in the desert, right? As they were going to plant bombs in L.A. to try to create a massive tragedy in the city. And you found me a story that there are a number of other big cities where they have either slimmed down the celebration,
mm-hmm.
or they canceled it.
Huge cities. I mean, like Paris, Tokyo, I think were on the list.
Yes. I think maybe even one of the big cities in Australia, right? Either because of their own intelligence, because of what we have shared with them. So, and we'll carry this with Jamie, because you know, obviously in LA, I want to hear her thoughts too on how that story played out there. But are you the person who's willing to say, man, I trust the authorities. I think it was just LA. I'm still going out. Or are you the type of person who's like, no. Now, for a lot of people, Dave, they've pre-decided the type of person they are. And they want no part of the crowds. Or they love the crowds. Now, if healthy, the plan was to do something. I don't mind going out on New Year's Eve. You know, I'm social that way. But now I am not going anywhere for multiple days to get better. Does the terror side of this, and does just your feeling of I don't want any part of the crowds, cause you to just stay in tomorrow night? Text away, 651-461-9226. Look at a lot of your text, and we'll bring Jamie in the conversation when we come back on CCO.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yukis is here on December 30th. The day before New Year's Eve, we were talking leading up to our conversation, and hello to you, on what the FBI stopped a couple weeks ago with the FBI preventing a potential terrorist attack in L.A. I'm sure that was well covered. So expand on that a little bit, and then I tied it to a number of cities across the globe have canceled some of their bigger celebrations, and wondering what sort of impact that will have on individuals if they're inclined, you know, all across this country and all across the globe, if they see these other cities canceling New Year's Eve events?
So I'm going to be 100% honest with you. That story happened while I was in Mexico. And there hasn't been a lot of follow-up yet, but I mean, I know you're talking about the federal authorities who foiled the terror plot here, especially in Los Angeles and Orange County for New Year's Eve. They were part of that, what is it, Turtle Island Liberation Front, extremist group. I believe it was women, too. But they were charged, but no court proceedings have happened since this all took place. So I'm not fully up to speed on everything. I think it was concerning to see the headline. There hasn't been much discussion about it because honestly, we've had so much rain and there's supposed to be rain tomorrow for New Year's Eve. A number of events are being canceled anyway.
Yep.
So there hasn't been as much concern here. I think a lot of the large efforts and parties and things are going to be kind of quiet with the weather situation. I remember in New York City a few years ago, they arrested someone who had wanted to put a bomb in the middle of Times Square. I feel like our intelligence is great, which is, you know, fantastic. Then you see something like Bondi Beach happen, where it's very concerning that somewhere, you know, as strict on guns and, you know, usually the Aussie way is see something, say something. They're very protective, and you know that was very shocking to have happen there. So I think in the back of your mind, you do have to stay vigilant and think about those kinds of things. But you know, I saw Chicago throwing like their first big New Year's national televised celebration in like 50 years. New York's still planning to go. They've been practicing. As I said, there are still parties and things happening here, but the weather is actually the bigger story at this point in time. But I think you just you can't let the terrorists win, as we talked about, you know, for so long after 9/11. Like, you got to still do what you want to do and live your life and just stay vigilant. And if you see something, say something. If something feels off, you know, get out of there. And, you know, whether it's a terror plot or there's been just so many mass shootings over the years. It's,
right.
I feel like constantly having this conversation, but like, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, just a slew of good points, including honor intelligence, right? And I've made this point repeatedly, but I'll make it again. If the two of us have a conversation, September 12th, 2001, and say we would have this track record in our country of preventing a similar type of attack, because maybe even it was a week or two after that. I mean, the feeling was, well, our innocence on our soil has ended. What happens in the Middle East, what happens elsewhere is coming here. And I am by no means suggesting that everyone who's worked within our intelligence is infallible and they're flawless, but we have brilliant people in those areas, whether it's under George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump twice, and Joe Biden. And It can change in an instance. It could change later this afternoon. But you're also right, especially in a society like we have, where evil is out there, guns are out there, mental health challenges are out there, although I get tired of that because I know mental health is legit. The two of us have been very open about mental health challenges we have faced. But I think it's a cop-out when we have these awful incidents and individuals only want to talk about mental health as if America has, you know, 75 times worse mental health than other countries. It's the amount of guns and how we create laws where quality individuals who should be allowed to have a gun, if I want to have one, if you want to have one, we should have one. I'm not coming for guns. Well, but how we prevent those with evil intent or those who aren't mentally capable of having a gun. But you're right. You could be at a place where all the security's been done and one random person is just intent on harm. But if we stop and think about that every time, then, you know, and you're someone who likes to be socially out there, what are you doing to yourself? Then you're just defeating, you're living in fear, and you should live smart. You should speak up. You should listen. But if you're just not going to leave your bomb shelter and you want to leave, then that's a pretty sad existence.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said something, too, that I just kind of want to touch base on, is that I think we've become this society where we've forgotten that two things can be true at the same time. We can have a conversation about the amount of guns in this country and ammunition and ghost guns and the production of 3D printing. And I mean, there's so many things around just the weapons themselves we could have conversations about, right? And at the same time, we can have a lot of mental health issues. Those two things can be very true at the same time. And I want to point that out because you look at like the Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner situation with their son, where there have been reports he potentially had schizophrenia, which is a real disorder and something that is, it can have very dire consequences. And if that is what happened here, obviously, then the outcome was extremely dire. And he used a different type of weapon. You know, they haven't revealed what it is quite yet, but so two things can be true at the same time, and we have to be able to have conversations around all the things that are true at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. When you think back, remind me how many times you covered Times Square when you were in New York.
Oh, let's see. The first year I was there, which I believe was 15 going into 16. I don't know. I'd have to look back. And then I took my mom while I was covering it. She was able to watch while she was with me. I think that was 2 years later or maybe a year later. And then I actually didn't cover it, but I was able to, through CBS, the Paramount building, I was filling in on CBS Mornings 3 years ago now, and I was able to go watch, which was fun. So I think three. I've been in Times Square three times.
If I told you tomorrow, you and Doug have a spot, but you have to stay in that spot like you have to, and Archie's taken care of, and you can go with one other couple, are you going?
Well, I don't know, because I do know there are different levels. So I have to stay in the spot, but does the spot have a bathroom? Am I able to leave, or is this like one of the diaper situations on the street where I'm there for like 20 hours?
Well, there's plenty of those people who are in that situation, right?
Yes, but I'm asking what is my situation in this?
You're in the diaper. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Doesn't want to wear a diaper all day. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the diaper situation. That's it. You and Doug have to be in that spot for 12 hours.
Nope, not going.
But
absolutely
the
not.
Opening act is Menudo, and no one loves Menudo more than you.
I don't even know who Menudo is.
Come on. Who should I have went with there, Dave? YMCA?
Nothing but Come On, Eileen on repeat.
Yeah. One hit wonders after another, you know?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 100. You know me. I like to go out, but I am not. I'm not going there for 10 hours. And if I've waited for 6 hours and then I have to go to the bathroom, I'm done. No.
I think the thing people don't realize either is that, like, I think everybody thinks like the party keeps going once the ball drops, but it's like the ball drops and you literally just everyone scatters to a different part of the city or tries to get home to wherever they're going. And the city is like dead quiet, like 30 minutes after, and they're already cleaning the streets.
Yes. Yes. That is, you've seen it firsthand. I've watched it a lot. It is stunning how a million people, poof, within like 20 minutes,
yeah,
gone. And
no,
they're just, and they're
like,
picking up.
It's stunning. It's impressive.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, where is...
I'm sorry, let me say that again.
No, you're 100% right. Is it L.A. Live? Is that where the big L.A. celebration is?
I'm going to be honest with you. L.A., to me, New Year's is so odd. Like, I mean, you visited out here. Like, every other downtown in the world has their little ball drop, right? But, like, Los Angeles is all neighborhoods, and they're all very, very different neighborhoods. So you have, like, a lot of the east side Hispanic neighborhoods do a lot of fireworks. You have some big parties downtown. You have like major dinners for people in Beverly Hills. You know, if you're in the Marina Del Rey does their own city fireworks sponsored show. Like Manhattan Beach, I think, has its own little tiny ball drop in Manhattan Beach. But there's like, Los Angeles is so spread out that it's like nowhere else in the world, I think. You know, like, we all will get up tomorrow morning and see the fireworks over the Sydney Harbor Bridge and the Opera House, and it's like stunning, and the whole city goes there, and that's like the party. There's no like one party in Los Angeles.
Dave found, Jamie Ukas is with us here. Dave found a story suggesting that the power of the giant social media superstars is going to slow dramatically next year. I am highly dubious of that. What do you think?
You're dubious of it, huh? I don't know, because we ran some stories this morning along those lines too, where like young people are really rejecting, you know, the internet and social media and that kind of thing. I think none of us really know. When you look at the fact that the Ellisons have now, you know, through Skydance, bought Paramount and now TikTok, and you have Netflix trying to buy Warner Brothers and Paramount's now trying to buy Warner Brothers. I mean, you're going to have some of these media companies are going to be giant, with also social media companies or digital companies or streaming companies all attached to them. So clearly they're investing and thinking that there's money to be made. However, there's also going to be tremendous job loss as all these companies continue to consolidate with one another.
Right.
So I don't think anybody really knows. I mean, it's a lot of people, you know, in my industry, it's just fact that a lot of journalists have either left the business or been let go, over the last 5 years, since we've started kind of coming out of COVID, because of both business, you know, changes and, you know, the financial changes that come with that, and also just people being burned out. So a lot of them ended up going to like Substack or YouTube or, you know, other places.
See, that's what I'm saying. Right. I
don't know.
You're 100% right. I think even, whether you think Nick Shirley's report on fraud in this state is absolutely brilliant or riddled, this thing has taken off. It's up to like 2.3 million hits. We see different stars through TikTok and Snapchat and Insta. I don't see that part slowing down, because the traditional media outlets, which you just laid out very well, are shrinking. Fair or not,
right,
quality people losing their jobs. And I think there are all sorts of other ways, whether you like social media or not, I just don't see the influence slowing down. And I just still think big names or names that aren't big just emerge quickly. And that also continues to elevate the folks who are really at the top.
Right. Yeah. I think we're just going to have to wait and see. I mean, just because he's getting 2 million views, like, I don't know what that's equating to in terms of dollars. And it's one guy with one camera, right? Like, if that's the way that we're going to be able to digest journalism from now on, then I guess we should all get on our phones and go do citizen reporting. But I still think there's a place for, you know, whether it's entertainment or news, that people want storytelling and they want some production value.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Standards, traditional, should matter. But for a lot of people, they just don't care for that. And they're finding alternatives, and either they're not aware of the typical rigor that goes into a higher level news report, or they don't care. Right. I think they should, but so many just don't.
Yeah, I don't, again, I wish I had the answers because I'd probably make a lot of money, but I don't have the answers.
I want you to make a lot of money on it, and then I want you to share that with me since I spurred you.
We were talking about mental health issues. I'm taking psychology classes because I'm actually interested in what this is all doing. Like, what is the media consumption doing? What is the social media consumption doing? Where are we headed? If we're a society that, you know, doesn't like standards and ethics and, you know, or thinks that, you know, mainstream media is, you know, dying, which maybe it is. I don't know. Like, and that is the way we're going. Like, I want to know what impact is that going to have? I don't think any of us saw the mental health impacts of social media like the first year Facebook came out.
No way.
Right?
So we don't even know.
We don't even know how all of the, you know, this type of media consumption is going to, you know, impact society and how we relate to one another or don't relate to one another or become more siloed or, you know, what have you. So I'm interested in that, like, because this is all going to have an impact.
You're right. You're right. All right. I have to go. Have a fabulous new year. And when we talk next week, you can't say Happy New Year. It's out of the window. It's too late. You got 3 days.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
I just want, if anybody follows astrology, keep shedding all of the stuff that you want to stay in 2025 and let this be a really good 2026.
I'm all for that. Fantastic. Love you. Be well.
All right. Bye. Love you too. Happy New Year.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.